Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you for tuning in today to episode number 14, entitled The Purpose of Vision. I had just woken up this morning, and while spending time with the Lord, I began reading from 2 Samuel 5, verses 10 and 12. The Holy Spirit spoke to me concerning one of the most pivotal reasons David was a man after mine own heart. David took the time to not only consult the Lord, but to be obedient in all that he told him. David realized that the Lord had given him a vision. He also realized that the vision was not for him, but for God's people. David was aware that in the Lord's graciousness, he was reaping the benefits for carrying out God's mission. I have heard enlightened men of God speak on the difference of having a vision and being ambitious. And the Holy Spirit confirms in His Word that ambition is for self, but vision is used to empower others. This speaks to me as I become more intimate in my relationship with Jesus. When He speaks to me and as He guides me, I feel that when and if I tell others, they will think that what I am sharing is a little thing, insignificant, but I am in awe at His very presence. Who am I that He is mindful of me? I feel in my spirit that God is leading me in baby steps as He continually shows me more of His glory. It is hard to praise an infinite God with a finite mind, but I know that as He can trust me in the smaller things, my strides will become longer until I am soaring with Him as an eagle. My spirit is so full, my heart is overwhelmed. I serve a majestic God who is the creator of life itself. A God that is able and will one day fold these old heavens like the folding of a blanket. My heart is full, and every day I am in awe of Him who chose me. As the Holy Spirit continues to give us revelation, it is important to add that when He gives us a vision, because in essence, this is one of the reasons why we were created, we must be meticulous in how we carry it out. It can be the difference between life and death. David learned this with the first attempt to bring the Ark of God home. His heart was in the right place, but in his zeal, he did not follow the commandment of the Lord concerning the ark, and it cost Uzzah his life. It is imperative that we listen and not be hasty in the vision that God gives us, lest it lead to pride and our downfall. Thank you for listening to today's message. Join us at benevolentwoman.com. Subscribe to our website, subscribe to that page, subscribe to this podcast. We appreciate you. Thank you.